News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Leaving Cert students will have to answer fewer questions in the written papers this year. Students had been previously advised there'd be greater choice between and within questions. We're joined by Michael Gillespie, General Secretary of the TUI, one of the main secondary school teaching unions. Michael, are you happy with this latest adjustment to the Leaving Cert exam?
Yes, Shane. I suppose it's rebalancing the exam for students who've missed time. In face-to-face contact, both last at the end of last year and now after Christmas. And because, I suppose, although online work teaching is working, there is differences across the country because of broadband and whatever. So this will rebalance and make the exam better for students. The fact that they've got the same amount of time means that the rehearsals that they might have had with mock exams won't be as important, because it will be less questions in the majority of cases, but to be answered in the same time. The timetable has already been published. So yes, it will be good for the students. It'll give them a better chance. Now, obviously, there's still detail to be worked out, because to do this evenly across all the subjects, so the detail of each individual subject won't be announced until the 22nd, a bit later in the month.
Okay. Where are we at? I mean, have you kind of reached agreement on all matters in relation to the Leaving Cert with the government? Are there still a few I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed?
Well, there's still work ongoing. As we said, when it was announced last Tuesday, that it was maybe a bit premature just to give broad brush strokes, that, you know, teachers and students, most importantly students, need the detail. And again, they got the document was issued yesterday evening, which gave a wide outline of what was going to happen, including this announcement of a better choice in the exams, in the majority of exams. But again, there's more detail. There's going to have to be subject by subject detail for the second components of assessment, which are very important. And that's going to be issued. Obviously, the likes of the music practical, we're still waiting for more detailed public health advice. So there's still a little bit of uncertainty out there. And, you know, we hope that this can be clarified as soon as possible. And obviously, we are, the TUI is engaging in this and you know, putting forward what we believe is the best options for both students and teachers in you know, getting the 63,000 students, you know, successfully through the exam process, although in a completely different way than any other year has ever done it.
That is for sure. When it comes to accredited results or predicted results or whatever we're calling them at the moment, where are we at that as well? Because I know teachers have been advised not to use mock exam results. How do you think teachers are going to work out? And it's not going to be easy, I suspect, but how are they going to do it? Is it based on kind of how they've been doing, the junior cert, but also how they've been doing in fifth year and in sixth year?
Yeah, I mean, the Leaving Cert is a 2-year program. So, you know, and teachers will have got to know their students, some over the 2-year period, others you'll know since they entered in first year. So, you know, teachers know their students quite well. They have to take into account, obviously, in a lot of subjects, there are second components of assessment. So a teacher will have to, in their professional judgment, look at the skills and the knowledge that they need for the second components of assessment. So there's going to have to be, they're going to have to figure out in their judgment what percentage grades they get there. They also then will have to look at if they sat the exam this June, and there hadn't been a pandemic, what in the professional judgment of the teacher would the student have got? Add the two of them together to come up with the percentage grade. Now, that percentage grade, obviously, then there'll be an alignment process in the school to make sure that, you know, everybody's
in too mad.
Then, of course, then the problem is that's going to be sent off then for this standardization process, which has nothing to do with the schools or the teacher. That's the computer then works out whatever.
Will you
it works
be ranking
out.
The pupils? And I know those rankings won't be revealed. That's been agreed. But will you still be ranking the pupils?
Well, whatever processes the teacher wants to use themselves to make sure their judgment is accurate, that's up to the teacher. And if they want to, you know, whatever way they're going to judge, make those judgment calls in terms of their professional judgment, that will be up to each individual teacher. And ultimately, then they'll fill in the grade that will be sent off for the standardisation process.
Okay. Just before you go, Irish Times poll this morning, people were asked about schools. 44% said reopen immediately. 36% said before the summer. Just 18% saying vote after the summer. I suppose that's probably an endorsement of the kind of approach that is being taken, a cautious reopening, isn't it?
Yeah, cautious reopening. I mean, there's the new variant is a worry. I mean, both students, teachers and parents are very anxious. So the cautious approach, the Leaving Cert's going back on Monday, then 2 weeks later to 50 years, and then full reopening after Easter. But I mean, that still means, though, that there'll be still ongoing online learning going on. Obviously, teachers would much prefer face-to-face.
Sure.
But, I mean, we will still be teaching the cohorts that are,
absolutely. No, I accept that. I accept that teachers are working hard at the moment, no doubt about it. Michael Gillespie, General Secretary of the TUI, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.